Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 23rd episode in this podcast reading series. The Book of Man, also known as the Holy Bible, has become admissible evidence in the court of God. However, it has been evaluated by the court. Its probative value is minimal, but its material value is strong. While all the pagan lies within the text cannot be used to establish the innocence of those accused of crimes against God, all the book becomes the proof of the crimes committed by Satan, the fallen angels, the spirits of the Nephilim, and all of those pagan Catholics and heretic Christians who have worshipped them as false gods for the last 2,000 years. This episode is a presentation of entries 694 through 696 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polly@lotionpubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You are listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. The truth of God cannot be denied. God is perfection and is never sin. While all of God's creations are imperfect, this is what differentiates them from God. The Angel of Peace has recorded a strike. The book mankind calls the Word of God is not the Word of God at all. Both counselors must agree to allow this evidence. If this text is accepted as admissible in this court, then its material value will support a judgment. Mankind may receive mercy for its crimes because they were misled to think it was the truth. If this text is accepted as admissible in this court, then its probative value becomes diminished by its lies. God knows all truth throughout all of the universe, and the lies within this book are innumerable. Rejecting the Holy Bible as being prejudicial is not the issue. Its lack of probative value is the real concern. Materially, it supports the understanding of humanity's sinfulness, but very little of what it says proves to be truthfulness. The Holy Bible, specifically the New Testament, has become a point of contention for the court. While the defense wants the lies for its use, the prosecution needs the truth to prove his case. God of truth, the holy and mighty one, will eternally prevail because God is wise and fair. The court must rule on the admissibility of the evidence presented in this book of man. The Lord God Almighty makes it known to all.
This book of man is not the word of God, and it is the evidence of both truth and lies. This text, this so-called Holy Bible, is proof of the crime. is a crime within a crime and a crime in itself. This Book of Man, written by pagan heretics, is the record of their crimes against me, and I will accept it as admissible evidence. I will also provide this stark warning, counselors. Misuse of this evidence will be a crime, and I will hold you in contempt of this court if you use it to present a case that blasphemes me.
The counsel for defense and the counsel for the prosecution look at each other as God looks sternly at them. There is some hesitation by the defense, but both turn to God and give their consent in agreement. This Book of Man, the perverted text of the Holy Bible, the text written and repeatedly altered by heretics and pagans, will become the evidence used in this course against them, but it will also be the proof that sets the innocents free. God's love is truly real and endless for all creation. The Lord's wisdom proves unequal time and again. The only God of all the universe is our judge, and God is truly just and righteous in this. The angel of peace has lost more than one, but there still may be some advantage gained. The witness has been on the stand all of this time, but the holy ones have been her comforters. The angel of peace approaches the witness stand.
I have one last question to ask of you. In this Book of Man, which is now evidence, the men who wrote it say that Jesus was the Son of God. The book says you were pregnant with a child before marriage, and the angel of the Lord told you the child was God's. Is this the story you told about your son to others? Were you impregnated by God's Holy Spirit before marriage?
Objection, Your Honor. Defense asked more than one question when claiming to only have one more to ask. Sustained. Counsel, ask only one question at a time.
The sudden silence breaks with whispers in the room. No lie may ever be spoken before God, not even a misspoken error of untruth. If there was only one more question to ask, then the defense cannot truthfully ask two. Well, this concludes episode 23 of Judgment Day. The vain attempt by Satan's advocate to present the Book of Man in the court as being the Word of God has failed. The Lord God Almighty has decreed that the Catholic Holy Bible is a fraud, and none of what it says is the Word of God. Now the defense has very little usefulness for this pagan heretic and prima facie evidence. Although God has decreed that the book is fraudulent, the angel of peace persists to conduct his interrogation of the witness. The Holy Bible does not prove mankind's innocence or the innocence of all those accused. Instead, it clearly is the proof of guilt and will be used as evidence against all of them. The lies of Satan and his Catholic worshipers will be their condemnation when the Holy Bible becomes the millstone tied around their necks. Those pagans who execrate with Satan by consuming the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ will be eternally condemned to suffer for eternity. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.